Prophet Jeremiah. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of a priestly family in Antioch, in the land of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to me thus: Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Ah, Lord God, I said, I know not how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord answered me, Say not, I am too young. To whomever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, because I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord extended his hand and touched my mouth, saying, See, I place my words in your mouth. This day I set you over nations and over kingdoms, to root up and tear down, to destroy and to demolish, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will sing of your salvation. I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. I will sing of your salvation. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. I will sing of your salvation. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from my birth, from my mother's womb. You are my strength. I will sing of your salvation. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds. I will sing of your salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him, and he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. When the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we take the Old and New Testament and we bring them into one. It's about the call of discipleship. And the call of discipleship began with all of us before we were born. Huh? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So God has known you and me intimately from the moment of conception. Even before that, he wanted us. He wanted you just the way you are, without the sin, of course. But he wanted you. He called you. He created you for a purpose. And again, we think that God doesn't even know us. He doesn't even care for us. You know, he's separated from our life. And there's not a bigger lie told in our time. God is always present from the moment of conception. He has loved us. But then he has called us not just to do what we want, as we have talked about, but to bear fruit, and not just fruit for us, but fruit for the kingdom. Again, as we've talked about, fruit is not about yourself. The tree doesn't bear fruit for it to eat. The tree bears fruit to give life to others. So what God calls us to is to bear fruit. In fact, it's that fruit that determines whether we're really in Christ or not. Bear fruit. Jesus later says you can tell a tree by its fruit. I have called you disciples that you may bear fruit. So again, so that means a life lived for others. It's just that simple. that were life-giving to others. So we got to examine. If God has known me from the beginning of my creation, he knows me intimately now, and he has created me for a purpose to bear fruit. Am I bearing fruit? And for his kingdom, not for me, not so I can have more money and a nicer house and a boat. For his kingdom. And so, and again, if not, if I'm not doing it right, then that's what repentance is for. Lord, I'm not bearing fruit the way I should be. Help me. And he will. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.